This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 11th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 16.8%. That's the percent of consumers who financed a new vehicle this year that are paying over $1,000 a month. That's according to auto industry data provider Edmunds. You can compare that with the 10.3% of car buyers with four-figure payments last year and only 6.1% in 2021. And the reasons for those hefty payments? They're not hard to identify. Inflation has pushed new car prices and car financing costs to record levels in recent months. The average interest rate on a new car financed in the first quarter of 2023 was 7%. Up from 4.4% in the first quarter of 2022, and it's also the highest rate seen by Edmunds since the first quarter of 2008. And that declining vehicle affordability is making investors nervous. Shares of General Motors, Ford Motor, and Tesla are down 25% on average over the last 12 months. Meanwhile, shares of auto lender Ally Financial are down 39%, and stock in used car dealer CarMax is off about 36%. Despite the higher prices and payments, though, more cars are actually leaving dealer lots. Total U.S. car sales are up in 2023 versus 2022. Taken together, cars are without a doubt taking up more of the average American's paycheck. At least gasoline prices are down about 25 cents a gallon versus a year ago. Barron's writer Al Root calculates that saves the average driver perhaps 10 bucks a month. The next number up is $377 million. That's how much the Super Mario Bros. Movie raked in at the box office over the weekend. The animated film, produced by Nintendo and Comcast Illumination and Universal Pictures, had the biggest global debut so far this year, according to Variety. Rosenblatt Securities analyst Steve Frankel wrote that while Super Mario Bros. Had poor reviews from movie critics, it won over viewers with a 96% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. He noted that IMAX in particular had a big weekend with $21.6 million at the worldwide box office. He chalked that up to consumers seeking out a movie-going experience that, quote, can't be replicated at home. Premium formats like IMAX accounted for 38% of the weekend box office numbers. Overall, the turnout far exceeded expectations, and investors rewarded movie stocks. AMC Entertainment Holdings stock was up 7%, Cinemark shares rose 6.6%, IMAX gained 5.3%, and Nintendo American Depository receipts rose 2.7%. Our last number is 29%. That's how much global personal computer shipments plunged in the first quarter. That's according to new data from International Data Core. Overall, shipments in the quarter dropped to 56.9 million units. That's well below the pandemic surge, but also is below the pre-pandemic era. Shipments in the 2019 first quarter were 59.2 million units, and shipments in the first quarter of 2018 were at 60.6 million units. The fall in shipments came from weak demand, excess inventory, and a declining macroeconomic environment. IDC said that sales channel inventory is well above normal, and that elevated inventory is likely to persist into the middle of the year and potentially into the third quarter. It's likely the pandemic and stay-at-home orders pulled forward the demand for PCs. PC sales were down across the board. Of the top five PC makers, Lenovo remained the market share leader with 12.7 million units, but that reflected a 30.3% drop from last year. HP sales were at 12 million units, down 24.2%, while Dell Technologies unit sales dropped 31% to 9.5 million. Apple shipped just 4.1 million Macs in the quarter, down 40.5% from a year ago. Taiwanese PC maker Asus rounded out the top five with 3.9 million units, down 30.3%. Of the makers, the over 40% drop from Apple is perhaps the most surprising. Wall Street revenue estimates for the quarter call for Mac sales of $8.2 billion, which would be down only about 21% from the year earlier quarter. Apple shares ended the day down 1.6%. The S&P 500 rose 0.1%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 11th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.